I'm Renee Southward. I am still 5'6" and a half, and I am still wearing black sweater, a white top, black pants, and black shoes. As I always am, usually, so. I work for NPR, and we're based out of Washington, D.C. I work from home in Chicago. I've worked there for about 7 years. I don't actually work in the programming part of it. I work in the distribution arm of NPR, which we refer to as the Public Radio Satellite System, and the system that we use is called Content Depot. One of your benefits of being an IAAIS membership is that you have every one of your services has access to Content Depot and NPR programming. I'm not going to say NPR programming. So basically, at Content Depot, we distribute NPR programming and APM programming and PRI and all kinds of paid programming. But we also have a lot of free programming from producers, like smaller producers. You know, maybe they have one show, maybe they, you know, stations, they produce like maybe a monthly show or something like that. So I'm gonna go through this very quickly because I know that like we're, you know, I'm gonna be that, oh, I'm done. We're done. All right.
I
just
wanted to have a mic
okay
now. I
might
push the button on the bottom.
God, bless it.
He has changed the battery 3 times today. Is that a letter?
I think so. Okay. So anyway, like I was saying, as a member of IAAIS, you have access to Content Depot and programming. It's not necessarily news. There's a lot of music programs and general interest programs, you know, science programs. And while you might not use this every day, like with your, general, with your reading services, you are welcome to use as much of the free programming as you'd like. It comes in very handy on holidays, like maybe you want to take the day off. And, or maybe Memorial Day, you don't have any newspapers. You can definitely download programs and play them out. Around the holidays, there's a lot of specials, there's music specials and things like that, so programs are always being added. Some of them are weekly programs, some of them are specials, so you can check into Content Depot and see. You might recognize this presentation because it's the same one I give every year, I just change the color. So, for... I think last year I was blue. So this year, this is peach. It says IAAIS Conference, Des Moines, Iowa, Content Depot, June 1 through 4, 2022. And I'm just going to give you some instructions, just a general run through on how you would go about accessing Content Depot. I guess, first of all, I should have changed the slides around. First of all, you either contact me or Lori. Lori's an administrator on the account, and Lori creates accounts. If your service has an account already, if you haven't used it in a while, you're going to have to change your password. So either you can call me or email me, and I will definitely change your password. But to access Content Depot, it's pretty easy. You go to www.npdistribution.org, and you click the blue Content Depot button at the top of the page. Oh, there it is. Forgot about that. I must have learned how to do that one day. Okay. So it says if you do not have a Content Depot login, send Lori or Renee an email with your name and email address and we'll create one for you. If you do not remember your password, try forgot your password link, or you can just email me because it's a really faster just email me and I'll do it for you. Usually, if you have more than one person at your service that would like access to it, it's probably easier if you just have one, like, general login.
Don't tell Lewis.
Yeah. I mean, you're all welcome to have your own login. You do need unique email addresses to create an email account. But usually, you know, sometimes people leave, you know, and things like that. So if you kind of have like just like a general login, then, you know, it can just go on even when people don't. So, so you can do this. When you go to Content Depot, you'll see at the top of the page, there'll be a little My Programs tab. All of the programs that IAAIS are subscribed to, they will appear in alphabetical order. That's just some of them. It goes from A to Z. And these are all the programs that IAAIS is subscribed to at this time. And again, these are free programs. These are not paid programs because the free programs are available to anyone, and paid programs you have to contact NPR or APM or, you know. And
so like with Capital Steps, like the previous years is free, usually, or like the Rochester Festival 2021, so
right.
The current, like the 2022 costs, but the previous years you can get for free, right?
No. Actually, like the Capitol Forum is no longer available. So some of these we have to go unsubscribe to. But every year, like WXSI, like Ruth, they'll put up, WXSI actually distributes some really nice Christmas programs. And they're always free. And they're not, you won't see them now because they're not available now. They're usually only available during the month of December. So you can always go in and you can check the programs and things like that. So when you log in, you'll see the list of all the programs that are available to you. And then, so you can, what if you decide you want to find out about a program or something, like Big Picture Science, say, I need 59 minutes to fill, and that's a really cool program in science. You can click on Big Picture Science. You would click on the episodes. You would see that A is the Big Picture Science. B is the episodes. If you click on that, it will take you to all the available episodes. There's an air window there. You'll see an air window. If the air window is open, that means that the file is available. Once the air window closes, the file is no longer available. So as long as there's something in the, like the title there and the air window is open, then the episode is available. And then what you would do is you would click on that episode that you would want to take. And then D here, you'll see all the audio segments that are available for that program. And you can just click on the download all segments, and it will just download the whole program to your computer. That's one of the things with the IAAIS is that you have to manually download the programs. But yeah, free. So you know, go ahead. if you wanted to search for programs, there's a search. Go up to the programs up there, and then there's a search box there. There's different parameters that you can put in there to search if you want to look for, if you need a certain length program, you could put in the length in there if you're looking for a music program or a special. I'm not very good with microphones. I don't know if you've noticed, but I just noticed this. So,
sorry.
So if you're actually looking for a program or a certain type of program, you can search for different programs. You would want to put at the bottom, there's an additional filters. You want to make sure that you check the free box so that all the free programs show up, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want warning to show up, you know, so. And so basically, this is kind of a list of, and I've kind of broken it down into by length. And right now, these are the programs that are available that are free. Some of these might be on your local NPR stations. I know Mary Frances had you're available for this, but Mary Frances maybe didn't want to air something that Iowa Public Radio was airing. But, you know, it's up to you. These are free. And so you are, you're welcome to take these. And if you click on any one of them, it'll take you to a program page, and there'll be a description of the program. It'll tell you the link, it'll tell you if it's mono or stereo. You could see there's like weekly programs, and then some of them are special, so maybe they're not there all the time. And again, I said like around holidays, more like holiday programs are added, and but they kind of fall off because they're only available for a short time. So those are the programs that are available right now. And you can see, there's a lot of programs there. So again, if you find yourself short on something on Memorial Day or the 4th of July when you have no newspapers and you need to, want a couple of like, travel shows or something, or science shows, there's the George Hirsch Lifestyle Radio that's a PBS show that you can hear that they converted to it's good public radio programming that's available to you. So, and again, if you don't have a login or if you don't remember your password, just either give Lori or I a call or email us and we'll set you up. It just takes a second. And if you need any help navigating this, just call me and I will just walk you through. And there's also a way, I didn't put it on here, but you can actually sign up for email alerts for like marketing messages. So like if you see and Lori's really good about this, when new programs become available, and she usually posts it on the membership page, like when a new program comes out. But if you see something like come across that you might want to take, but you don't see it available, you can call Lori and she can make sure it's free or whatever, and she can subscribe to it. Because sometimes things get biased and we don't.
We are considered, all of us are considered one station.
Correct.
So you have to be under the IWS station umbrella. Unless you're with a public radio station, I know Andrea gets a lot of stuff through.
I now have my own account.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so
Andrea has two accounts.
I get a ton of stuff.
I'll show you. There's a way you can link your accounts now on Content Depot, so you don't have to log out. To log out of one and log into another.
I don't want to use their account.
Okay.
Oh my.
Wow. Yeah, I know. Andrea's a pro. So, do I have anything else? So, if you have any questions or need any clarification or assistance, I am at home. I will answer the phone or answer emails at any time, especially like on weekends and things, because if you're emailing me on a weekend, then you need some help. So, yeah. So, I'll be happy to answer any questions or walk anybody through Content Depot. So,
woo-hoo. Thank you.
This baby's been eating batteries. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Also, Renee is on our board of directors, and we have, member directors, and we have public directors who are not members of a reading service, but our friends of reading services. We've never had one better. We've had a lot of public directors, and they're just kind of like one by Renee is tangible. She gives us a tangible thing. The programming, the quality of this programming, you guys, is NPR quality. Everything else I do sounds like shit right after I run one of these.
I will tell you, on our website,
if you guys are ever, we have a, it's nprdistribution.org, but there is also, if you wanted to like have the broadcast, the parameters for broadcast, you know, files for broadcast, we have it all on our website. So nprdistribution.org. We have help articles, like it's like, whoa, what should my setting be on my converter, you know, for the best quality? And we have it all listed for you. NPR actually came up with a, they actually check every file that goes through. We set the standard for loudness levels for radio because, you know, like on TV, like, you're taking a little nap and then all of a sudden a commercial, you know, wakes you up, you know, because of, you know, because of the levels. But NPR actually developed a loudness standard for radio, which you can find on the website also. So it has all of the settings that, you know, for the best quality, for mono, stereo, anything like that. So if you're ever, the website is a really good resource too for, you know, for anybody. So, you know, in the radio realm. So it's a good, if you have, you know, 5 minutes or whatever, you know, if you start surfing someplace and need someplace to go, try that.
So.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you, Mary Frances.